Kyla,
Casey,
and Carol.
Welcome to the Mono One podcast. Here we are, and there's four of us huddled around this Yeti Blue tonight.
Yep, that's true. There are four of us. This is Kyla, in case you didn't know. I feel like everyone has to name themselves so they can identify the voices, because once it gets to four, I feel like I would mentally get lost.
I mean, one of them is decidedly not like the others.
Don't say a word.
Hi, I'm the guest. My name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. We're really excited to have you here today. I said Jessica. I just said it quickly. I would never disrespect her name.
Thank you.
Jessica is here from Central State University Model UN team.
Mm-hmm.
She's the member.
I am the member. I am also the... Can't you remember what I also am? The advisor.
Oh, okay.
I'm the member and advisor of the whole team.
I'm crying right now. Okay.
Oh, I snorted. I'm so sorry.
Well, Jessica, the member and advisor, we're really lucky to have you here. Jessica has also brought along with her her cohort.
Chatham.
Chatham.
Hello.
Hi, Chatham. It's really exciting to have you here.
Very excited to be here. Thank you.
What is your role at Central State University?
Really, I'm just here for the morale.
Morale. Yeah. He's the morale master. Honestly, team should have that, maybe. That's pretty good.
New, okay. New running a club.
New running a club. Have a member advisor and a morale master.
It's a member hyphen advisor.
Oh, yeah. It's both.
Yeah.
I wish our advisor was a member.
Okay. But actually.
Of course I do.
Obviously, this is Casey. And that is...
Adam.
You've heard him before. He's grunted several times in the background.
And now I'm here so you can hear me up close and personal.
He will grunt to you directly now.
I'll take requests.
Have you never been on before?
No.
No.
Oh. He's been in the background.
I've been in the background, or you guys have referenced me?
Yeah, I can't really keep track of, like, who's been on now, since there's been a few times where there's been guests when I'm not here.
We Chicago-sided him.
Oh, okay.
Author date.
Author date.
Yeah. Adam is my Muntee.
That's true. I forgot about that. I forget who most people's Muntees are.
I was like, if it's not mine, I don't want to know. Before we go any further, though, what do we have to do?
Open debate.
Yes, is there a motion to open debate on the floor?
Motion to open debate.
That is in order, Chatham. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Debate is now open.
Thank you, Chair Jessica.
You're welcome.
Cheersica.
Kayla.
Cheersica. Oh, that was just a deep cut. That was just like a direct ad at me.
That was a SoundCloud cut.
Oh. It's just not fair. Okay.
What are we here for?
Today, we're going to talk about something that Caroline and I don't know about.
You're going to learn, though.
You will learn today.
You can't tell me what I'm going to learn.
Every time Adam and I speak, like, Kyla puts her hands on her ears and goes, la, 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 la.
Don't tempt me. Yeah, so Caroline and I, you know, we're old and we don't participate in Modeling On anymore. So we're just here to heckle. But Adam and Casey went to Sixie this past weekend and were in opposing sides of a JCC. So we're here today to talk about their experience at Sixie.
Unpack
all of that.
Again, gonna reiterate that Kyla and I are exclusively here to heckle.
But yeah, we're here to heckle and ask questions, interview style, maybe. That will likely derail.
Yes.
Very probably. Also, yep. I just want to do a quick asterisk, because, did I say that right?
Asterisk?
Asterisk or asterisk?
Well, it's asterisk. Spelled asterisk.
Okay.
But you can say it however you'd like to say it.
I'm going to do a quick astronomy here.
Okay.
Our entire team called this conference, which the acronym is SCSY. We've called it SIXY for, like, years.
Oh, is that not how you say
we
it?
We were at the social, and I said, oh, blah, 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 SIXY. And they go, ha, 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 it's not SIXY, it's sexy. We're not doing that. We're not saying
sexy?
It like that.
Yeah. Y'all are kidding me.
I wish we
oh,
were.
Oh, they're preeminently canceled. I can't believe that. That's really unfortunate for them.
Okay, we're just going to end this episode
Wow,
here.
Okay. I'm just going to see my way out.
Do I have a motion to close debate?
Motion. Wow, that's shocking and upsetting.
Shocked and appalled. This is a family-friendly podcast. We can't say that.
How
we can't
do
say
you?
Sexy?
off topic, but I remember this time in elementary school where there was, like, this weird, you know, those, like, high five things that you do, like, up high, down low, too slow sort of thing? There was one that, I don't know how, but tangentially had the word sexy in it, and I remember everyone being like,
Oh, wait.
And it was
really
funny. I can't remember.
I'll eventually think of it.
Yeah, it was something about Pepsi and then, like, you're sexy, and I can't, those don't rhyme, but that's what it was. I don't know. Carolyn will be thinking
Caroline's
about this.
Caroline's, like, throwing hand signs over in the corner trying to figure it out.
Thank God this is not a video podcast. Coming soon.
All right.
All hate it.
What do you want to know? Adam and I are...
Where was Sixie?
Oh, that's good.
New Haven, Connecticut at Yale.
Ooh. Interesting. I know one guy that goes to Yale. Well, he doesn't go to Yale anymore. He did.
You knew one guy that went to Yale.
Yeah, he works in, like, rocket science now. Okay, so Connecticut. Casey's originally from Connecticut, so that's funsies. Not New Haven, but still funsies. Was it nice to be back?
It was as bad as I remembered it.
Perfect. Well, that was exactly what I was hoping for. Adam.
No. It was. Yes. It's different though because I lived in Yeehaw farm country.
Well, that's the best kind.
We were decidedly not in Yeehaw farm country.
No. Have you ever been to Connecticut before?
Not that I can remember, to be honest. I think we drove through it. And honestly, didn't remember it then. Don't remember much of the drive through it now.
And that's Connecticut.
It's way smaller than you think it is.
Yeah.
It's, like, kind of shocking. I went once when I visited Casey, and it was honestly very fun. Like, we had a great time. We went to a lot of Yeehaw festivities, which was great.
Yeehaw was in Western Mass. If you're from that area, you know what Western Mass is.
Shout out to
and
the
what
Yeehaw.
It's like.
And then I took a train through it to get to Rhode Island. So, you know, same idea.
Caroline's a...
I've never been to Connecticut.
Ever?
Nope.
You're not missing much.
No, the coast is very pretty.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
Kyla's comment about Connecticut was, does anybody actually live here?
I don't think they do.
Went through the capital of Connecticut and literally no one was there.
Why was it a ghost town? Like, truly, Hartford was the scariest place I've ever been. Like, okay, think of that scene in The Walking Dead where he enters Atlanta pre-getting to the street with all the zombies. Where there's no one there, that's what it was like. There were no cars, and we were there on a Saturday.
That just gave me chills. Oh, I hated that.
Yeah, it was shocking.
It's because people only go there to work, and then they leave.
Apparently. It was just truly astounding.
You know, I'm pretty sure that nobody remembers that part of the country exists. Like, just Connecticut and Rhode Island combined?
I feel like New England is more relevant than, like, say, the Midwest. If you're a Midwesterner, I'm sorry.
Kyla's, like, full offense.
Maybe.
All right.
We can do a whole podcast about weird states that we think shouldn't be part of the union.
Mm.
And offend, oh, so many people.
I can't believe...
Anybody takes personal offense at us jabbing at states they shouldn't
listen to this
podcast.
We're from Florida. Literally no one stops
talking about
how bad
it is. No one likes Florida.
All right, let's refocus.
Okay, so you took that nice little drive. How was the drive? It was good?
Terrifying.
Okay. Did you drive?
Pretty good.
No.
Pretty good in the car I was
Who
in.
Who drove?
I know, you'd expect me, if it was terrifying, you'd expect me to be driving.
Yeah,
but no,
I would. Adam, notorious for risky driving.
Every Jersey driver ever
is Adam.
You have to assume that everybody wants to kill
Adam,
you in this state.
Adam, why didn't you drive to conference?
Yeah, oh. Why didn't you?
I wasn't going to
actually.
Explain
them,
but here we are.
I still could have, but my car was in a car accident and was getting fixed.
Not me, it was just my car.
I definitely was behind the wheel.
Well, regardless of me being an accident, I still could have drove. Mm-hmm. My car, although could have, was not in a state where I wanted her to.
Oh, poor baby.
She's fixed now. Did I show you the picture?
No, but I'm glad.
We'll look at it later.
Okay, great. Car rides are always fun. At some point, I still really want to drop a conference playlist, like, on our Spotify.
We should.
I think that would be so fun.
Two songs.
Yes, it is. But I think that would be just, like, a fun thing. Like, I'm not a one-sponsored playlist. But...
Sponsored.
We endorse all the artists.
Sponsored by Colgate.
Sponsored by Blue Apron.
The university or the...
I can't
sponsored
wait
by Casper Mattress.
I can't wait for you guys to get, like, 3 cease and desist letters now.
Honestly, we're due for several. Okay, so car ride over. Tell me about opening ceremonies. Did you go?
No.
You know what? I'd love to tell you about opening, but unfortunately we did not get to witness Alan Mustard talk about Turkmenistan.
Oh, God.
Mr. Mustard.
It was Alan Mustard in the dining room with a candlestick.
That, like, hurts my soul.
Was this a game of Clue?
I'm just going to throw out there, please try Colonel and get Mustard. More interesting speakers. Oh my, or just don't have one. Do frankly, no one cares.
Do you guys know who the speaker for M on this year is?
Who?
James Comey.
Are we dropping that? This
are
is like
kidding me?
Are you like actually serious?
I'm 100%
serious. This is the rumor on the street since 60.
Wait, okay.
What?
Here's what I'm going to say about that. Hey, good job. The last year's person, I can't remember his name, but he was super cool
yeah.
too.
Oh, he was really cool.
He's the New Zealand
ambassador or something.
Yeah, and he had like a really deep diplomatic history. Super, super
and
cool.
And he did model UN, so
yeah.
that was awesome.
Okay. And Mun, you were the first conference that we covered. Please invite us to do press coverage so I can see Mr. Comey and I can walk into your committees freely yes. with a press pass and take
Please.
Pictures of your people.
Well, James Comey went to William and Mary.
Yeah,
yep.
that's why.
That's why.
Okay, actually, I love
so
Williamsburg,
cool.
so I would take a day off of work to go and do like press pass work. We can email them. So anyway, didn't go to opening. Cool by me. If you went to opening, DM us. Tell me how it was.
How was first committee session?
Actually, do you want to talk about what your committee was
yeah.
first?
Yeah. Okay. So as we like kind of teased at the beginning, Adam and I were once again taking a committee by storm. Mm-hmm. We are not in the same room, but we are in the same JCC on
this
different
has happened
sides.
Several times.
This is the third time.
Three?
Yeah. Which is
Whoa.
Insane.
Yeah. That's
we've,
a lot.
We've been in the room together twice, and then this time was a JCC on opposite sides. And we actually did end up in the room together at one yeah. point, but we'll talk
That's
about that later.
Miraculously,
three times
and absolutely none of them have we ever betrayed each other, because we end up just wanting
no.
to betray everyone else.
Adam's the so only person harder. I trust to, like, not, like, adding the team, but, like, I would be very wary just even, you know. I always tell people don't try to stab your own teammates in the back, but genuinely, Adam is, like, we were, like, telling each other our arcs before we went.
No, that's I good. Think that's way better. Use it to your advantage, because every mm-hmm. other school does.
Yeah.
And they don't care. They don't care if you
no,
do.
No, they don't. My first ever committee, I was in the room with someone else from my school, and he immediately tried to kill me. Like, bud, we could have both helped each other. Why would you do that? And then he got real butthurt because I awarded and he didn't.
Ooh,
but
yeah,
he did
is,
try to kill me literally
true.
Immediately, which was cute. So be more like Casey and Adam and work with your teammates
yeah.
if you have the opportunity.
So we were in the JCC Anglo-Zulu War that occurred in 1879.
Eight.
Well, like, the ultimatum was sent in 1878. So that was our, like, starting point. And then the war, like,
yeah.
IRL kicked off a year later. Or honestly, a couple months later.
We started literally, like, December 1878.
Yeah.
So.
So I was on the Zulu side, and my name was Dinu Zulu Ka Chechweo. Also,
good for you on that.
Bless you.
Zulu is a clicking language, and there was definitely a click in that, but I, like,
Where
there's
was
15
it?
Clicking noises. I think it's at the Ka Chechweo, like, it's a lowercase K-A and then the full, like, Chechweo.
Oh,
so, like, I think, like, the K-A is, like,
I'm
type
not even
of clicking,
try,
but we're not going to try that.
No.
If, I respect your clicking,
that's
though. That's
so
it's really cool.
Though.
I was listening
really cool.
to, like, samples of the language.
Yeah,
and
that's
it was very cool.
Such an interesting concept. Wow. Okay, well, very cool. That's a...
Yeah.
Quite a name.
I was 11.
Okay.
I was the king's son.
Okay.
The king was in position
the king,
in the
and
room,
I was like, move.
Too. He wasn't a chair.
Ooh.
And
right.
so I was, like, interesting, but his whole position was, like, being diplomatic at all costs, but he would be fine going to war, like, eventually. And he speaks really well and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, ooh, this is my position. This is, like, who I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's who I was in committee.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, what were you up to on the other side?
So I was the person you can blame for nobody knowing that clicking language, because I was Sir Henry Brattle Frere, a.k.a. Chief
ooh.
Colonizer of the British.
Wait, that I'm sorry, I didn't know that was the committee.
Oh,
that's a little messy.
Yeah,
yes.
The whole Anglo-Zulu War was, like, the British trying to be like, we're gonna subjugate you.
To be frank, I didn't even know what committee you were in. I just knew that it was an African committee, and that was all that I knew about it.
Yeah, it was, like, the colonizer versus
yeah.
the colonized.
It was...
I hope that was done well.
Honestly,
yes
from
and no.
my side, it was fine. But I mean, like, we also weren't the ones who would be getting spicy about anything. We'd
That's
be like,
valid.
Hey, let's not be colonized.
We had one guy whose his entire proposal for winning the war was, like, literally scorching all of Zulu land. Also someone who got very heated with, you know, wanting to subjugate the Zulus. There was that one point where I think it was when we merged.
Yeah, well, maybe we should save that for
save
later.
Save that for later.
Just introduce yourself and your general idea.
Okay. So I was Sir Henry Brattle Frere. He was the High Commissioner for British South Africa at the time. Also the guy who basically was responsible for starting the entire war. for the sole purpose of just getting rid of the Zulu kingdom so that he could, like, unite all of South Africa. Fun fact, also inadvertently destroyed the British, like, colonial enterprise in South Africa by starting the Boer Wars and causing South Africa to become a country.
Those were, like, in history's timeline, the Boer Wars happened, like, they defeated the Zulu in 79, and then in 80, the Boer Wars started. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was literally, like...
This is just such a overwhelming, like, feeling of nostalgia for ethnopolitical landscapes, which is a class that I took as a diplomacy major. I think all of us have taken it.
Yeah.
Taking it again.
Yeah, well...
Round two.
Ethnopol is quite a lady. Quite a time.
But, yeah, it was very interesting, and I felt kind of stupid because the African history that I know is very, like, North and West Africa, and I don't really know much about the history of Central and South Africa. Mm-hmm. So I, being the stupid person I am, like, didn't even realize the British had that much influence in the region. I honestly thought the Boer Wars were between, like, the Boer, like, colonies and, like, the Dutch.
Oh.
That's how dumb I am. So can you imagine my enlightenment?
Like, I can see what you would, like...
Yeah, my enlightenment was realizing that the British were, like, there. Mm-hmm. Like, really there.
Angrily there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Truly.
There were a surprising amount of people down there.
But I can answer the direct question about, you know, walking into my first committee because... So I walk in my first committee. I come in. I didn't tell anybody this on the delegation, but I literally thought this girl sitting in the room already. I thought she was the chair. And I sat down because she was at the head of the table and had her, like, all of her stuff out already. And I sat down and I was, like, you know, chatting with her. I didn't say anything to insinuate I thought she was a chair, though. I was just chatting with her. But I didn't ask her to school because, like, I thought she was the chair. And then someone else comes in and she asks them, like, oh, what school do you go to? And they say blah, blah, blah. And she goes, oh, I go to so-and-so school. And I was, like, but then we all sit down. And by all of us, I mean all five of us. Including me.
Oh, okay.
And we fill the table. That's how big this table is.
Oh my God, this reminds me of my experience at Cornell. Ugh.
And then I look, and I'm like, where are the chairs sitting? So eventually the chairs show up. There's three of them.
I wish you could have seen my face just change.
And then they sit down and say, sorry, the fourth chair couldn't be here.
What?
And then they say, can you guys move to make some room? So I assume, like, they're trying to get the long side of the table to sit on. And so we move. So I'm, like, literally sitting on the corner of a table with my laptop this like this.
Exactly what happened
and
in that.
And they're sitting in desks, like, a foot back from the table.
What?
And I'm like, oh, here we go. So that's just the setup for first committee. Adam, would you like to fill it?
Just interject with one question here. Did your committee count stay at five?
Yeah.
And there were four chairs the whole time?
Well that's something I'll get to a little later.
Three the whole time?
Well.
No, literally, that is something I have to get to later.
Well, I just want to say, starting off with the concept of having nearly as many chairs as you have delegates
at one point, the dais was equal to the amount of delegates in the room.
No!
What are y'all doing in Connecticut?
That's something that will come up later.
Oh my god, that's like genuinely funny to me.
That's like a great student-teacher ratio. I love that.
That's why they do it, to show that Yale has more teachers.
Oh, it's so good. You know when conferences, like, advertise, they're like,
oh yeah,
0-1 delegate ratio. So you're at a 1-1.
God. We should put that in the recap.
But, like, I want to do an asterisk again.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that way for, like, any other committee.
It was just that
something,
one?
Something, I mean, like, we'll get into this when we do more, like, pros and cons. Something about our JCC was, like, wrong. Especially my side. Like, it was not, like, correctly set up the whole weekend. I also want to preface this by saying, like, I was head delegate on this conference with another one of our teammates. So, like, I got to interact with secretariat a lot, like, for feedback-wise. And the secretariat was so, I don't want to say apologetic, but, like, that's kind of what it was.
Like, understanding.
Like, they were so, like, hey, like, I understand things aren't going well in that committee, blah, blah, blah. Mind you, and I said this to them, and I will keep my word to this, this is not the worst committee I've ever been in.
Well, that's great.
So I still enjoyed my time there. Things were weird, and, like, I'll get to that whole part later about, like, what specifically they were you know, saying sorry for, but the secretariat was, like, very understanding, very accommodating, very open to feedback, especially about the JCC, and they were incredibly kind and nice to work with. So, like, just a shout out to, like, especially the SG and the two DGs who, like, talked to me a lot, and the one USG member who helped out my committee, but we'll also get to that. But, yes, so I just want to give a shout out. We're not, like, coming for the conference overall, but the stuff Adam and I are about to share is not going to sound so hot, but, like, generally, and I, like, left this feedback on the form they gave us, like, our team wants to return to 6E. It was a really great conference overall. We had a blast. Like, we did well in awards, so, like, just a caveat, because things are about to get a little spicy here. Adam.
Definitely, like, one of the strangest conferences I've ever seen in the way it was run, but also one of the most enjoyable, I think, I've ever been to.
How many were in your committee? Don't tell me it's less.
So, likewise.
Because less, I will put my head through a wall.
So, likewise.
I don't think you can run a committee with less.
I walk into my room. Our chair is unlike Casey's room. We're already there.
Oh, that's good.
There were three of them.
Okay, sure.
The room is small with a big circular table in the middle. The chairs are on the other side. I walk in. I met a few of the other delegates outside the room. Walk in and assume more would walk in. And by the time we were all settled, there were also five of us, including myself.
Okay, I have to interject.
The background again had 9 positions in it, but, like, certainly that's still, like, half of the characters and the guide showing up. Like, it was expected to be a small committee, and I was excited about that, because, like, 9, yeah. Like...
What were the other committee sizes?
Okay, background guides, they were ranging from... Okay, most of them hit 15. Like, every other committee, I think, had 15 positions, and then the Peloponnesian War JCC, for some reason, had, like, 22 on each side. Mind you, in all other committees, there was between 8 and 12 people in them, including the...
I mean, we've seen that happen, like, yeah. You know, inevitably people don't show up for conference, which is something that I'll never understand. Because if you paid for it, like,
yeah,
sis.
Like, why?
Yeah.
But, like, I just don't...
a few delegations drop.
I'd like to know why they decided to make a JCC so small. Because, like, 9 on each side is, like, that's really, really small. Yeah. Like, that's risky small. Most guides, you know, do 25 people because they know that people won't show up. So I just think that's, like, kind of... shocking.
If it's
slightly irresponsible,
perfectly, it would be like it would have run like a dream.
Still, I feel like that's like, in my opinion, I think 15 is like the right size for a committee to have like proper competition.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
anything smaller than that, I think that it gets a little.
Yeah,
it's a little.
Honestly, mean. even with all nine, I don't know if it would run. If it would have run like super smoothly, especially with like the positions they had. I don't know about everything about like all the positions that were on the Zulu side, but at least on the British side, like. Half of the positions were, like, really, really, really good. And the other half were, like, instead of, like, a full paragraph description, it was, like, 2-3 sentences.
Oh, no.
I think it's not great. I think it suffered from the fact that it was, like, a really, really cool idea for a committee. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't pull a lot of positions for it. Mm-hmm. Even though when I was researching, I did see a lot of, like, interesting characters that could have fit in the room really well, but they didn't have on the guide. Like, it was just an interesting, like... lay of positions.
I don't know. I wasn't there, so I can't like say anything about like how it was run, but for me that's like on a conference management side like kind of strange. Mm-hmm. But I mean, hey, they ran a successful conference. People go to there, they're ranked really high, so I mean, who am I to say absolutely anything at all? So
I have this microphone.
You're nobody. Let me answer that for you.
Yeah.
I'm a member of 3 people that has, like, 1,600 followers about Model UN, and I doubt 6E has that many, or sexy, whatever we want to say about it.
Kylo's head's, like, rolling around.
It's almost Halloween. Yeah. Maybe it's exorcism time.
I thought you were going to say exercise time, and I was like, no.
No, I don't do that. No, I had to walk up a hill today, and I got very upset about it.
Same.
Even after huffing and puffing like a pug?
I came in, and I was talking about, like, I came into the apartment, and... I was like, I feel like I'm making those noises that, you know, like pugs when they're like really out of breath. That's what I sound like right now.
I usually go the long way, so I avoid walking up the hill, but then I was late today because I had to work late and I went straight up the hill. And by the end of it, I was like,
can you cut that?
You were crying.
I cut
only that part out and make that the preview.
I got to the end of it and it was...
Yeah, that's good.
But
yeah, we'll keep that.
Yeah, so here it was my main issue with committee. I'm not even, like, going into some of the things from just, like, in-room debate, because there's plenty I could talk about with that. But I want to give an assessment of the conference more than, like, how committee was debate-wise versus other delegates, because, like, I feel like people care less about that. I would, too.
Also, we don't want to roast other
people. Yeah, I'm not here to roast, but, like...
Everyone's competing.
Wow.
Conferences are allowed to be roasted.
When you asked me how many chairs are in the room, typically, that was a very loaded question, because it really depended on the hour of the day. I'm just gonna say this, like, straight out. None of my chairs were there the entire weekend, every time. Which is, like, what?
Oh, God. That's, like, six or seven
As someone who, like, pushes being committed to what you sign up for a lot, like, I think all of us do. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. If you're signing up for something, especially, like, you know, from conference management, mm-hmm. if you're signing up, you have to be committed and you have to do your things on time.
You have to show
up. It was just so frustrating, and I could tell that, like, people were also frustrated. Like, other people at the conference were also frustrated, and I felt for that. Like, I'm not trying to come for the conference's throat, because I know it's not the rest of the conference's fault if, like, this one committee is slacking.
Yeah.
But certainly, like, as a delegate, that's frustrating. I'm just going to put this out there. I don't think we had a back room at all. Well, here's the thing. The first day, we got a crisis update by someone walking into the room with a laptop and reading it.
Sure.
And then another one where one of your chairs actually came in and gave the update.
Oh, no, that was our CD.
Yeah, your CD. Also, every other committee also, I'm pretty sure, had a CD in the room. I don't know if there was any staff in a back room.
I
don't think so.
I don't think there was.
Okay. And also, what? Did you have staffers or no?
No.
Or were, like, the other chairs pseudo-staffers?
At one point, none of the chairs were there, and just a USG who had to fill in for them was chairing and crisis directing.
What? How do you do both? Was it midterm season for them? Because Cornell runs into that sometimes with Kayak. Like, they have their prelims.
I think half of them just, like, went to meetings or weren't there.
I'd bash them heads. I'm sorry. As a former sec gen, that's, like, No,
yeah. I'd lose my mind.
No.
And it'd be weird.
I feel for that.
Because, like, notes were running amazingly the first day. Because, I mean, also, there's only five of us.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So, I mean, like, it's not like you need a huge staff, but, like, you need at least a staffer.
Yeah, and then, like, a CD in a back room to discuss and talk about arcs and, like, make sure merge it.
How do you even make plans?
We got, like, no crisis updates the whole weekend. Our updates were, our directives didn't impact anything. Literally, because they couldn't make a plan. Whole thing about, like, the random updates we did have would be, like, the chair or, like, also I don't even know what the deal with the CD was, because it was that USG half the time who, bless her heart, was filling in. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what was going on with that, but we would get an update, like, read off of somebody's laptop, like, your capital's on fire and the boars have moved in.
Mood.
And then we work to pass a directive to, you know, get them out of our capital. Mm-hmm. And we literally had to ask the next day if there were still boars in our capital, because we didn't know. It's like we would pass a directive, and you had to assume that it passed. Like, it did what it was supposed to do. But because we never got feedback on it.
We got feedback once. And it was for a timed crisis that they gave us, where we had to solve a drought. And basically what happened was, they said, hey...
Did you make it rain?
Well...
That would be very cash money of you.
It would be, except they gave us such a small time limit to write the first directive that...
Like 5 minutes.
We had to, like, I'm not exaggerating, literally like 5 minutes.
What?
Ooh, that's not enough.
To actually write this thing. And we would have made it rain, if not for the fact that in the time crunch, we didn't actually put anything for how to get the water places. Which I then rectified in a later directive that I literally wrote, like, really quickly while he was explaining, you forgot to get the water places.
Oh my God. What happens when you only give five minutes to do
this? Chaotic. I'm a sucker for committee structure. I would have lost my mind.
You would have. There's also, like,
I don't like stuff like that.
Parley Pro, I didn't know her that weekend.
What? She was hungover.
We're all here to do a thing that has structure, so why not do the thing
and
that
here's
has structure?
The thing. I get making it a little loose when there's five people
to make
it. No,
I have no issue with that
at all.
Do
you know the amount of 2 minute, 30 second moderated caucus with a 30 second speaking time.
What?
Our I mean, if there's only five people, we could do, I guess you could mean, only go around.
We could do a 3:45, 45, or 2:30, 30. And then once in a while, if it was a really big thing, a 5:30.
Well, I could understand not doing any, like, super long caucuses.
Can I get a 10 minute moderating caucus?
But if there's good debate I mean, going can, on, then,
I mean,
like,
I guess you can do an extension, but extensions are limited. Yeah. I think, yeah. like, yeah. I would say well, not that
he was,
10.
Like, extensions only, but I'm like, but I know we're going to need, like, why?
Extensions are supposed to be.
If everyone can talk over 10, that's like,
yeah, I don't,
worst comes worst, you dissolve it. That's yeah. Okay. I've never heard of a 2:30, but
it was off. Almost the opposite.
Oh, I have
room.
Now.
Like in our room, instead of like 2:30s, it was like we had probably the most common ones were 6:45 or something like 7 to 8 minutes with 1 minute speaking times.
Oh, and,
but wait, the reason was because out of the five of us, only three were consistently speaking. I was one of those three. Another one of those three was a delegate from a top 10 school. Mm. And the other delegate was another one from one of the top, like, 100 schools. So it was basically only us three speaking, going back, bouncing around again and again with the occasional interjection by the fourth guy. Fifth barely spoke.
But did you fill the full minute of speaking time?
Yes.
How?
Because we were the only ones speaking. It was literally us arguing against each other on how to do things.
Y'all know that one Eric Andre skit where he just says, nightmare, nightmare, nightmare. That's what this is. That's what I'm hearing around me. It's just nightmare, nightmare, nightmare. Ooh, bad. Yeah, no, I don't like anything that you have said.
I don't want to talk only about cons because, like, in Crisis, I had a really great time. I honestly think my arc went, like, flawlessly. I mean, I also don't think they were, like, rejecting anybody. They were just like, yep, and you were like, oh, and blah, blah, blah.
Where is Sexy ranked? I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's a tier above Kayak.
Okay. So, it's for some reason, I think third. Maybe because it's Yale, I thought it was, like, higher than that.
No, it's fourth or fifth overall. I think fourth overall.
Isn't it the same tier as Ammo?
Yes.
For some reason, I thought that they were, like, a pretty high ranked thing. I was like, sound right.
No, they're the same tier as Ammon.
Oh,
but as someone who's been to both right. and like pretty similar, Ammon was harder than 60.
Oh yeah, Ammon's like
I would say
hard.
60 is more comparable
Ammon,
to
hard.
A kayak.
Okay, not that kayak's like, easy. It's especially in recent years it has gotten significantly harder than it used to be.
Because I mean, you still had top 10 schools like UPenn was there, McGill was there, West Point was there. Like, help me if I'm missing anything.
FIU
was there. Mm-hmm. Like, you still had really good schools going. Sure. I think it was just dispersion of those. Like, I think every committee had, like, a couple, like, four or five really competitive delegates.
That's kind of nice, though, because, like, one of my qualms with, like, really high-ranked conferences that we kind of talked about is, like, flooding of one style of delegate.
Yes.
So at least there wasn't that. That's nice.
No,
that's
it's
good.
It, good I pro. Never got, like, I mean, did I get frustrated at something? Sure, but I wasn't, like, as annoyed the entire weekend as
like
I have been
edge.
Like yeah I was super on edge the whole weekend at Barmont just because like everyone's hyper competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and just like another thing, my chairs were like really nice and they got along with us really well. I just wish they had been
there
in committee, or like if they had done like a chair, a vice chair, and then like taken the other two and put them with the CD in a room, or even just like them two be the CD and a staffer. Like that would have been such a better setup for this.
Another pro, though, was, well, this could be a pro, this is a pro and a con at the same time, which was the very strange arrangement between Crisis and the delegates, especially with the number of delegates, was that when Crisis was working good, it was working really good. Like, I mean, like, 10-minute or less response times on our notes, which was fantastic. But then it also meant that when they got busy, like, trying to plan something like an update or something like that, it dropped to like half an hour to an hour
happened
for electronic notes.
Yeah, the same thing happened. I had like a period of time where like 20 minutes back and forth, that's fine, that's fantastic, and then not getting a response in an hour was like kind of insane.
Here's the thing, I what do you guys know about like other people's experiences?
Oh,
because
yeah.
I know that
yeah.
yours is probably the worst out of it, but like
I want to share that because like I said at the beginning, overall everyone had a really great time. I even enjoyed myself. I wasn't pulling my hair out, so that was great. People had a good enough time, and I did, like, give really good, you know, thumbs up feedback in their feedback form they sent us that we are definitely going back to this conference. This is something that, like, our team definitely wants to do again. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely, like, I think morale was much higher leaving this one than it was, like, leaving a Barmon. And I think people had a better time in committee because they got to be more creative with crisis. They had better response times. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot easier when you're in a little bit of a smaller room and there's not as many, like, really aggressive, powerful delegates. So, overall, the rest of the team had, like, a great time in the room. I mean, at every single conference I've ever been to, there's always been a couple people that were, like, super frustrated or, like, something wasn't going well or they were mad. But overall, like, head del feedback was pretty chill. Like, head del feedback took probably a third to a quarter of the time that it did at Barmon.
That's great.
So overall, the conference was really well run from mm-hmm. a people enjoying their committee standpoint. I think they could definitely use a little bit of a rearrangement with how they do chairing and crisis directing, because that was a little awkward. You know, better sure. using their staff instead of putting everyone in the room.
Yeah. I would love to hear their strategy on that. Because I don't really understand. I get it.
I feel like they have a lot of people sign up that, like, can't make it to all, but can make it to some. And so they just almost, like, do it in shifts. But it's like, how do you assess a delegate's ability if you're all, like, not seeing the whole picture?
I also recognize the fact that, like, if it's a really small room, you know, like, you kind of want to be in the room. Because, like, I've had committees where, like, staffers or CDs will sit in the room and whatever. And I don't think that that's, like, a problem at all. I think it's kind of cool because they get to see it, but also not having a back room is shocking.
Yeah, like, how do you plan out arcs and merging those arcs and, like, the updates?
I don't know.
Our CD actually asked us to, like, basically, like, kind of send him, like, short, like, general, like, outlines of our arcs, because he wanted to know, like, oh, how are all these stories, like, how is all the stuff you're doing tying together? And while it seemed like it might be, like, strange, it was actually kind of really helpful, because then you didn't get, like, the issues of, like, you know, staffers or CDs, like, kind of just wondering, like, oh, where are you going with this? Like, they, like, get the general idea of, why am I doing this really weird, seemingly outlandish thing that isn't directly affecting anything in the room? It's like, oh, that's why. It is so that, like, in the end, it is going to affect the room.
Okay. Yeah.
Which was refreshing, but I can also see how, like, especially for the setup that they had, it definitely saved, like, the fact our CD and the one person helping him saved them a lot of time on having to worry about merging arcs and wondering how they're going to go.
Sure.
And
your CD seemed really great. Out of, like, the updates that we got that were actually, like, theatrical crisis updates, he was the one doing them. Okay. So he would come into our room. He was so funny and nice.
I love a good theatrical update. I think that it brings a lot of spice to the room.
Yeah.
We've been talking for a while, but I do want to ask for a brief interject on socials. If you attended any, and how were they?
Yeah. Yes. No bueno.
Oh no.
It was kind of like one
That's
of those.
Fine. I don't like socials anyway.
It was one of those socials where, like, we kind of had to, like, find our own fun in it.
That's fine.
Which,
and I think we did.
Yeah, we did.
We ended up having a good time. We stayed. There was only one, which.
I don't have a problem
there's
with that.
Like, no. Yeah, at first I was, like, kind of thinking, oh, that's, you know, that's weird. I would have liked if there's two. And then I realized, like, I think one was fine. Like, because we had Saturday night for just the delegation to hang out.
No, see, that's fun. Yeah. I kind of like that because it, like, forces everybody to hang out. And it's not, like, the weird divide of, like, I want to go to the social or and I don't want to and, like, whatever. It's kind of nice.
So the social was at Brother Jimmy's Barbecue. Amen.
Did you eat barbecue?
There's no barbecue.
I would have left. I would have left immediately.
And we got there and people were, like, immediately hangry.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
There was alcohol and complimentary Shirley Temples for those not of age and sad.
Listen, Shirley Temples are delicious. So, yeah. I mean, can't really be that mad about it.
The music ended up getting pretty good. We were all throwing it down like Jimmy was crackling his kneecaps.
My boy!
And I don't know, we ended up having a good time and dancing.
Disclaimer, out of all of the people that were in our committees, only really liked, like, two of them. And that's in mine and Casey's committee combined.
Oh, God.
Adam's like, I don't even care that I'm saying this.
And only one was there, and the poor man was, like stress drinking. And then the other one wasn't there.
Oh, just, like, a quick word. Adam and I's committees, actually, because we were so small, at most breaks, like, both sides of the JCC would merge and hang out together, so it was kind of funny. And then we eventually had a... I was very skeptical at this when they announced it Friday night, but on Saturday we had a merged committee session where it was the British and the Zulu, but the way they pitched it was like, oh, you're going to go to war and have a merged committee session. I'm like, how is that going to work?
They told you.
Well, yeah, they're like, get ready, tomorrow we're going to like merge for like a little bit.
Huh. But although we were not at war at that point.
No, it was kind of fun though. This is only the second time I've had a JCC merge, and this is like my fourth JCC. Mm-hmm. So it was good though. It was kind of like, oh, we were trying to have peace negotiations and then they fell through kind of thing.
Do either of you have any closing thoughts?
It was an interesting experience, but a fun one.
That's good.
So especially with the like way we can't. There also only two awards for each of our committees because of the small number instead of three. Which
committees had three. No verbals.
Obviously. I mean, that would make sense if it was three. That's literally of the majority awarding.
So with, like, the quality of the delegates that, like, did show up, with their quality, it was definitely, like, a bit more of a fight, especially in, like, such a small room where the debate is going to be, like, bouncing back and forth really quickly.
And if it's everyone's only two, debating then around it definitely gets amount. More heated. I'm kind of glad they did that because otherwise I feel like that's part of the thing with, like, big committees is like kind of, or small committees, it's kind of like gets to be a gimme, but when you reduce it to two, it definitely gets a lot harder.
Yeah.
So, Adam got an outstanding in his committee.
He sure did.
Amazing.
Casey got best. She wasn't going to say it, but she did.
I mean, I think our whole delegation went and we killed it. So, yeah, like, it was one of the better performances
that we've had in like a long time.
We got two gavels in outstanding and two honorables, and two of those were from freshmen, so congrats for them. That was really amazing.
I'm very proud.
Yeah. I think we've mentioned before, but we've never been to this conference. Historically, our school had been to it in the past, but none of us who are in Model UN right now, and even Caroline, Kyla, like, you guys can also test, we had never been to 6E. So we went in thinking, like, well, it's the same level as ANMUN. We're probably going to get around the same awards as we did at ANMUN, you know, maybe a little better, maybe a little worse, but not, like, anything crazy.
Yeah.
And we did bring a very large delegation, but we did come out of there with, like, the second most amount of awards.
Yeah.
You know, even though one of the teams did take 13.
I'm going to say it. It was UPenn. What?
Seven gavels.
Honestly,
y'all are on your... I don't even know what to say to that. When Casey told me that, I thought she was joking.
Props to them.
That's insane. Insane. Good for y'all. Yeah. If you're a UPenn Bell, congrats. That's really sick.
But my closing comments, like, overall about the conference were... I think overall the conference went really well for enjoyability factor. Even though my committee was a little bit of a messy girl, I also had a good time. My one suggestion, and this was brought up and had Dell feedback, so Secretary is well aware, and they said they even try to make these changes going into this year. It seems like they're going through, like, a tough time of, like, fluctuation.
Sure.
But to condense the amount of committees that are offered and reappropriate staff in a different way.
Yeah, and that's hard. Running conferences is hard.
It's hard to judge how many committees you should have, especially, like...
when people don't show up.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Casey already said it, but to reiterate, none of this is to attack 6E. We 1,000% respect anybody that chooses to run a conference. Like, it's really, really hard. All of these things are things that could happen at any conference, regardless of the tier, the capacity, all of it. These are things that happen. So, just wanted to reiterate, we're not trying to upset anybody. And as I said, it was a good conference overall, you know, things just happen. Yeah.
If your team is thinking about it, I'd give you a thumbs up for, like, you should try it out.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah. And as we said, you know, there's pros and cons for every conference, every single one of them, even the ones that we, you know, claim to be like, oh yeah, we're such fangirls about this. I mean, like, they have their problems as well.
Can't wait for those episodes.
Oh, and I'll roast you to hell. Don't you worry. Just kidding. I won't be there, so I won't really
cease
know.
Cease and desist letter.
If you want me to do press, if you want me to come and witness your committee so I can roast them firsthand, text me.
You got my number.
You got my number. No, they don't. You can DM Snapchat. Us, though. You can DM us, though. I think that would be Slide fun up. To do for something. If you run a conference and would be interested in having me and Caroline show up, and maybe Casey if she chooses to not compete, and just
I could talk about from the competitive side, and you guys could do it from, like, the you got an eagle eye view kind of thing.
Yeah, and just sit in on stuff and interview you guys and whatever. That would be fun, so
let us know. I'll have to, I need some advanced stuff so I can figure out what time off I need to take off of my actual paying career.
To come and sit
to come and sit in a simulation collegiate pastime. But anyway, I'd like to do it anyway. Oh, all right. Well, on that note, I suppose, are there any points or motion on the floor?
Motion to close debate.
That is in order. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh. Oh. Why did I vote? debate's now closed.
Point of information, what are your social medias?
You can follow us on Instagram at @mono1podcast, and you can email us any questions or comments that you may have at mono1.business@gmail.com.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate and review us.